Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
David Hochberg is here. He's the Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg. He's the host of our Home Sweet Home Chicago show, Saturday mornings at 10 on WGN Radio. He and I were just kibitzing off the air about his show on Saturday and how good some of his guests are. I learned so much about concrete on Saturday, and I really mean that. I think that there is a lot of information that homeowners get that they may use, and even if they don't need or use it, it's kind of interesting to listen to. And you guys have a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. I just pitch it up, and they answer the questions. Because, as you know, I know absolutely nothing about home maintenance or anything that has to do with owning a home.
Well, that's not true, but I get your point. You've got experts there for sure. Hey, so what do you think, then? Are you okay with that microphone? Is that
good? It's all right. I got it. It's all set. I fixed it. We're ready to roll.
What do you think about interest rates?
I think all the signs are finally there that we're going to see something in September. I printed out something for you here. Central banks around the world conducted 35 rate cuts over the past 3 months, which exceeded the first quarter of 2024. Global central banks have been cutting interest rates at their fastest pace since the pandemic of 2020. Over the last 25 years, the most cuts were seen in May of 2020 when the global rates were reduced 92 times. And here's a comparison. By comparison, during the peak of the financial crisis in 2009, global central banks implemented 76 cuts. And so far, they've done, you know, a third of what it was going into the pandemic. So around the world, John, the economies around the world are slowing down. And what do we do best here in the United States? We like to buy things and we like to buy them cheaply. And the best way to do that is to place orders, unfortunately, in factories at China and Mexico and other places around the world. And I follow along with indicators, and I read stuff, and the orders into Chinese factories have decreased for 3-4 straight months, as well as in Mexican factories. So what does that mean? The American consumer is finally starting to stop spending money they don't have on crap they don't need. And what does that mean for everybody here? Well, it means all the guys and gals that work at the dock and in transportation and the warehouses, we don't need as many of those folks now moving products back and forth. What does it mean? It means that the warehouses that they work at are loaded with stuff. And now the warehouses have to do what? Start cutting prices in order to empty the warehouses. And that's how we turn around a recession. It happened back, I think, in 2008, 2009, right? The factories got full. What did they do? They cut prices. It helped cut inflation. So inflation's starting to come down. And I think they're going to cut rates. And I've been hearing, I got a couple of calls on Saturday. I took them off here. Well, this is all Biden, and he's waiting for the election to cut rates. And I'm like, do you really think that a president has that much power that he would sit there for the past 30, and I'm not making this political, I'm just saying, for the past 36 months, he's been getting crushed by high interest rates, and all of a sudden, before the election that he pulled out of,
now I'm going to use my presidential power.
I got just whacked in the head with steel-toed boots and canes for the past 36 months with these higher interest rates. So the world economy is slowing down. The United States economy is slowing down. Unemployment's going up.
Yeah, right.
So they're going to have to stimulate economy, and the bond traders have already factored that in. So they're not waiting. I was talking to John last night. He wanted me to come on and talk about rates, so I called him real quick.
But John Hanson.
The John Hanson.
Yes.
To talk about it. And what's happened is the bond traders aren't sitting around waiting for the Fed chairman to say he's going to cut rates in September. They're trading in anticipation of what he and the other Fed presidents are going to do.
Well, I think the markets had already factored in, right? This is what I was told, a rate cut in September. Do you think it's going to be a half a point?
I'm not making any predictions on that. It's like you asked me when you had that expert come on at the beginning of the year that said 6 rate cuts. And you're like, so Dave, this guy says 6. And I said, well, John, let me get to the first one, and then I'll tell you what I think, how many more we're going to get, right? We were supposed to have the first one in March.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we get the first one in September, And if we do the quarter the first time and then a half the second time and three quarters the third time, just like Fed Chair Powell did it on the way up, he did the quarter. He did the quarter. He did the half. He did the three quarters. And bam, bam, bam. Three quarter, three quarter, three quarter, three quarter. You know, he took us from 3.5, 3.25 up to 8.5. Okay, that's where we're at right now. So
what's a 30-year fixed at right now?
30-year fixed with all the right variables, it could start with a 6. It could very well start with a 6.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was closer to 6.5, no?
The 6.5 starts with a 6. So there's a lot of variables. Can't put one by you, can we? No, better. What's in that coffee mug? Is there coffee in there? Is there, I don't know what type
Just
of
Just keep
mug.
Answering the question.
Yeah, it'll start with a 6, and it's better than the folks that we put into 8s. So, you know, we're calling them up. I got a guy right now. He refinanced his home on the north side to buy a condo down in Florida. He's got 2.8s, right? I talked to him yesterday. We're dropping them both down.
He's got 2.8s?
Rates in the 8s.
Yeah, I know that. But, I mean, how long has he had those?
He's had those for a year and a half.
I just wondered, anybody with an 8% mortgage, why didn't they refinance? And
it hasn't made sense. It hasn't made sense.
Well, it would have if it was 3.5%.
Well, right. No. Hello. Yeah. No. They refinanced within the past 18 months. So he took money out of his home on the north side to buy a condo down in Florida. Right. He wanted to do all this financing in Florida. I'm like, what are you doing that for? You're going to get whacked for having a second home. You know, at least a half a point for having a second home. That's what they adjusted.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah. The second mortgage is higher.
A home on a second home, basically about 2 years ago, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, thank you to Sandra Thompson at the FHFA, changed all the rules for second homes, and they're basically pricing out second homes as investment properties for all intents and purposes. So it's a lot cheaper if you have equity in your home and you're buying a second home someplace to zap out the equity.
I've got a good credit score. I can get a mortgage now, 30-year fixed for, let's say, 6.6, 6.5, something like
that. Yeah.
If it drops a quarter point in September, would it take 25 basis points off the 30-year fixed? Does it automatically translate?
It's already, that rate cut is already showing up today.
So we won't see much of a difference after the Fed.
Probably not.
And if they do it again in December,
we'll see it in October and November leading up to that. Just like, here, I'll give you an example. January of 2022, right? Mortgage rates started taking off like a bat out of hell. Started taking off.
January 22?
January 2022.
Okay.
2022.
So we're in the midst of everybody going home.
Right. The Fed started raising rates in March of 2022. So the bond traders were trading in anticipation of the Fed raising rates in March. So we saw higher rates in January, February, and March leading up to the March rate increase. And it just kept going. Okay, it's been exhausting, right? From basically January 2022 until now, right? This is the first major reprieve that we've seen. We saw a little bit of dip a couple of months back. I mean, we were trading out 30-year fixed with an 8, started with an 8. Now we're down to the 6s and low 7s, depending upon different variables.
What do you think it will take to get the real estate market really humming again? What's the number? You've said to me in the past something that starts with a 5.
Well, I think it starts with a 5, and what our listeners don't realize is that these lenders, I can't say the word that I want to say. It used to be 200 basis points above the 10-year note. The 10-year note right now is 3.8, 3.9, something like that, right? In a normalized market, we'd be at 5.8, 5.9. We're now at 6.8, 6.9. Because during COVID, instead of being 200 basis points above the 10-year, they added an extra 100 basis points, an extra full point.
Why?
So, because they're fat bankers. That's why. Okay, they're gonifs, all right? So I guess that's a popular word I could use. It's a Yiddish word for whatever. But they added another point on top of what it would be on the 10-year. So the 10-year used to be 200 basis points top of the 10-year. So if the 10-year is trading out at 3.9, we have a 30-year fixed at 5.9. Right now we're at 6.875, 6.75. So we're a full point higher than where we should be. And then Sandra Thompson, the head of the FHFA, threw on a whole bunch of other loan level price adjusters on top of that, that is screwing up the market. So if all of that crap was out of the way, we'd have a 30-year fixed in the 5s today.
Either way, the trend is good for you and for home sellers.
It's good for everybody listening because all of the home sellers, right? So if you're sitting in a home right now, you're probably like, I got a 2 or 3% loan, right? 70% of Americans have a rate under 4%. Right? Great. okay? You've just picked up, if the rate's getting to the fives and you've got a 3% rate, okay, you probably picked up an extra 20, 30% of value just because there's no inventory out there. Now, you start putting your property Right, you start putting your property on the market, you're going to realize more on the sale. Yeah, you might go into a higher interest rate, right?
Right.
But you're going to be having, theoretically, a lower mortgage amount because you'll have more to put down.
Yeah, you said that on your show Saturday, that, in fact, if you're waiting on the sidelines for the rates to go down low enough, then there's going to be so much competition, you're not going to get what you want for your house. Now, that may well be true, David, but that would also be most advantageous to somebody like you. I wonder if that's David Hochberg selling mortgages.
Not at all.
Just one way to push people financing properties when the rate isn't as low as it's going to get.
Okay, so the person that used that theory, right, in 2018, I'm going to wait for rates to come down. I'm going to wait for pricing to come down. I don't like whoever was president in 2018. I'm going to wait for the next administration, right? 2018, you just lit on a $400,000 home. That $400,000 home now is worth about $550 to $575. Okay, so you sitting on the sideline waiting for rates to come down, okay, or waiting for the pricing to come down, you just blew at least $100,000 worth of appreciation during that 5-7
You're going to pay more
period.
For that house now because
Absolutely.
You've been waiting.
And rates have had plummeted since 2018.
So better to buy it when the price is attractive, even if the rate is higher than you want, because when the rate gets as low as you want, then the price may be higher.
Well, sure. Here, during COVID, right? I'd leave my house in Northbrook. It would take me 25 minutes to get downtown. It's like the freaking Autobahn. It was awesome.
I remember.
Right? Remember that? It was great. Nobody was on the road.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, this is what it's going to be like when rates drop. You're going to be in bumper-to-bumper traffic when rates drop, right? Because everybody's going to be coming out of the woodworks and getting back
on
the expressway.
Okay, so I'm imagining two lines, and when do they intersect? Like, one is the rate is dropping, but the value is going up, and the other one is the rate is high, but the value stays low. I wonder, when is that sweet spot where I need to pull the trigger? Like, don't wait too long, because maybe the prices will go up, but wait just long enough to maybe get another half point lower on your interest rate.
When have you ever bought the stock at its lowest number and sold at highest number?
That's exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm market picking here. And
right.
Everybody
and what do you do for a living?
I don't do that. And
right.
People who do say don't do that. I get it. But I can see where people are at least sitting on the sidelines wondering, okay, I got it, David, but really, if I just wait a little bit longer, house prices aren't going to go up that much more, and maybe I'll get a half point less on the rate.
Sure. How'd that work out for you in 2020 and 2022 and 23?
Do you think then that this is August, so this is still a busy real estate season on paper, right? And then it tapers off during the holidays, and then you crank it back up after the Super Bowl, right?
Not necessarily.
Not anymore.
People are buying and selling homes on a 12-month basis, 365 days a year, right? If you're living in your mother's basement right now or you're renting and you've got two kids, okay, you got to hit a break.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I'll let you finish that thought in just a minute. But I'll also ask you when we come back to reiterate something you also said on your show, because you had a realtor call in who said that some of her clients are going to wait until after November because they want to know what's the landscape going to be before they buy or sell a home, before they, sell their home and buy a home. So what about that? We'll pick it up here in a minute. By the way, you may have a question, too, about financing. 312-981-7200. Can I just ask you a couple questions from our listeners, David? Why is my equity home loan rate higher than the mortgage rates?
Yeah, it's a great question. So home equity line of credit loans, HELOCs are based on the prime interest rate. It's usually prime minus a margin. It's either a prime minus a half, prime plus a half, prime plus a point, whatever it is, depending on your credit. So the prime interest rate right now is at 8.5%. And if the Fed Chair Powell drops it in September, your HELOC will go down. And again,
they'll both go down, but why is the HELOC higher?
Because it's based upon the prime interest rate.
Oh, but the other one isn't?
Well, the other one is tied to the 10-year bond.
Oh, that's right. You told us that. And those are different things.
Two totally different things.
And the one number's a little higher than the other.
Right. Well, here, just like at the beginning of the year, right, this person, this texter from 847, if they had a HELOC in January 2022, their HELOC would have been lower than what their mortgage payment they could have secured in January 2022, and it finally caught up with mortgage rates about 6-8 months later.
Have the banks frozen people's lines of credit?
In the past, they have.
Because that happened to me once, and in 08. I said, what did I do wrong? And they said, you didn't do anything wrong, but times are tough, and there's some people in the neighborhood that have trouble.
Uh-huh.
I said, what does that have to do with me?
Because the banks were having liquidity problems, and typically they needed $10 for every dollar that they had out in a HELOC, right? So if they had $100,000 out, you needed 10 times that amount in cash reserves. So what they were doing back in 08, when all the values were falling, right, when we went through the real estate crisis, they were freezing people's credit lines. And that put a huge impact on small business owners that were using their HELOCs to fund their business.
Or homeowners that would have spent money on those businesses. I want to do some home improvements. I got this line of credit. I said, well, let's just go ahead and take $10,000 out or whatever it was. And they said, no, we've frozen it. And I said, okay, well, then let's close my line of credit, and I'll just get a line of credit with another bank. I'll go somewhere else.
You couldn't get another.
And they said, no, you can't do that because, well, actually, they said, if you do that, you'll pay a penalty for canceling your line of credit. I said, okay, then give me the line of credit. They said, no, you can't have, you can't use it, but we're going to charge you if you leave.
Right.
I said, you do hear what you're saying, right? Like, that just doesn't sound right.
They didn't care because if they gave you $100,000, they needed to have $1 million cash in the bank. And back then, they didn't have that type of money laying around. Okay, so they were shutting line of credits left and right. I saw it coming. I had a line of credit. I tapped mine out, just put it in the bank.
Before the break, you were going to make a point and I cut you off. Do you remember what that was by any chance?
Yeah. Is it the right time to buy a home now? You know, I think we talked about it. How do you know when the market's right? You know, are you going to wait for the election if Trump wins or if Harris wins?
You don't think that will impact interest rates or home? Somebody called about that. There was the realtor that called in on your show, and she said, my clients are on the sidelines.
Right.
What did you say to her?
I said, I've been originating loans. This is my 24th year. I think I got in and Bush was in office. People bought and sold homes during Bush 2's reign as president. Obama was president for 8 years. People bought and sold homes during Obama's term. People bought and sold homes during Trump's term. And people bought and sold homes during Biden's term.
But you didn't see any great vacillations during the transition?
No.
The spring after words didn't go up or down necessarily?
No. Because
interest rates aren't affected by who's in the White House.
Well, it does have an impact, but people are going to buy houses anyway, okay? And the market adjusts. Just like when we hit 7.5%, 8%, people are like, oh, nobody's going to buy houses. Plenty of people bought houses, you know, with rates at 70. I can show you thousands of people that bought homes.
Are people doing, what do you call it, variable rate mortgages?
Some are on jumbo loans. You get jumbo loans on a variable rate in the fives today. So if you think the rates are going to continue to drop, which a lot of people in my industry do, me included, an ARM's a great thing, but typically those are offered on jumbo loans greater than 766, 550 today.
Okay, two other things then. I know we got to wrap this up, but you don't want to answer how low do you think rates are going to be next spring?
Oh, I think, here, if you're going to press me on it, I think rates, I think you'll have the, I think you'll have a 30-year fixed loan, hopefully in the fives, right? It'll start with a five. That would be great. It would help out a lot of listeners right now that own homes and are looking to do cash out refinances to pay off debt or have done cash out refinances are in the seven and eights and will be refinancing into a lower rate after 6-8 months after they make their seventh payment. So I do see lower rates in the future.